الله أكبر 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 الله أكبر. This is the logo of the day, if you like. That's what we repeat today. Because if we refer back to the ayat of Siyam, where Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. So the last part of this ayah, ولتكملوا العدة, so complete the days. And alhamdulillah, we've completed the days of Ramadan. The next thing is وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And that's what we're doing today. Allahu Akbar. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you might be thankful. So we must be thankful to Allah. We must be thankful and very grateful to Allah. We must be thankful and very grateful to Allah because He has given us life. We must be thankful and very grateful to Allah because He has made us Muslims. And we must be thankful and very grateful to Allah because He has allowed us to fast Ramadan. And we must be thankful and very grateful to Allah that He has allowed us to finish the fasting of Ramadan and the prayer on the nights of Ramadan and to read Quran in Ramadan and to come here and pray Eid. All these are blessings from Allah. Now, remember that there are 5 billion people living today in the world. Out of these, how many have been blessed by all these blessings? Very few. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, we're amongst these lucky few who Allah has allowed us to live through all that time and has blessed us with all these blessings. Now remember what we have been told. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddam min dhanbi. Whoever has fasted Ramadan for the sake of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah, all his sins are wiped out. وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانْ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَتَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever has prayed the nights in Ramadan for the sake and pleasure of Allah, all his sins have been forgiven. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَتَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. And whoever has prayed the nights on Laylat al-Qadr, all his sins are forgiven. So inshallah, if some of us haven't caught one, definitely we've caught the other. Surely you've been fasting, or if you haven't been fasting, at least you've been praying at night. And if you haven't been praying at night, surely if you prayed only the last 10 nights, you must have caught Laylat al-Qadr. So whichever way, inshallah, all previous sins have been wiped. So today is a fresh start. Today we're starting a new day. We're starting a new life. Starting a life with a fresh start, with a clean book. In addition to that, not only a clean book, all good things, all good deeds that you've done in Ramadan have been multiplied by 70. Just to give you an example. If you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, these are 19 letters. And every letter you get a hasana. And every hasana is multiplied by 10. And in Ramadan multiplied by 70. So if you've read any Quran during Ramadan, or you've read the whole Quran, can you imagine how much hasanat? So this is how we're starting today. Each and every one of us, inshallah, we're starting with a clean sheet, with a clean book. No sins. Plus, loads, loads, and loads of hasanat. So really, we're starting Ramadan, inshallah, we're all multimillionaires. Inshallah. Hopefully Allah has accepted, because of course not every deed is accepted. But inshallah, if Allah has accepted it, we are starting a fresh start. Today is a fresh start. And that's why Eid is a very joyous occasion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in the Sunnah that Eid is a joyous occasion. You must be happy on Eid. You must try to make everybody around you happy. Try to spread happiness. Try to spread good vibes. We only celebrate as Muslims two occasions, the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Today is one of them. So try to make this a joyous occasion. Try to feel happy about it. Try to feel happy with what you have been given during this month. Just envisage that. Envisage what you really are today. Try to make your family happy. Try to make everybody around you happy, because this is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the positive bit. However, there are certain things that we have to be very careful about. Now we know that during the month of Ramadan, devils are shackled. And once Ramadan is over, the devils are unshackled. So today, the devils are unshackled. And what do they find? What do they find? They get unshackled, they come out and find that people they've been working on and on and on, all of a sudden have got a clean sheet. They're not going to be very happy with that. They're going to try and wipe this out. They're going to work in each and every one of us, on me, on you, on you, on everyone. So the devils are going to be there, they're going to try to divert you. They're going to try to divert us. We need to be on alert. We need to watch ourselves. Watch for waswasa. Waswasa, you know, bad thoughts that Shaitan tries to give us, because it is going to try to get to each and every one of us. So this is an important thing to note. The other thing is, Ramadan has been a training month, a training course. It's like going in a training course. Like going in a training course to become fit. During the month of Ramadan, why do we do takbir after Ramadan in particular? Because throughout the whole month of Ramadan, what have we been doing? We've been doing takbir practically. We've been saying, my body is hungry, my body is asking for food, my body is asking for water. But Allahu Akbar, I will listen to what Allah wants me to do. Allah is bigger than my body. Allah is bigger than my desires. I can control myself. I will control my anger. I could control my anger. So we've been trained for a whole month. That's what we've been doing during Ramadan. We've been trained to apply Allahu Akbar to our lives. Inshallah, we have been successful. But if you go and train for a whole month until you're completely physically fit, and then all of a sudden you stop training, the fitness will just gradually fade away. And this is unfortunately what happens to a lot of us. We work very hard during the month of Ramadan. We're spiritually really charged during the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is over. The first day, bit of charge. Second day, little bit of charge. But then gradually it discharges until everything is lost, unfortunately. And the Quran speaks to us about that and says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدُ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. Do not be like a woman who's weaved a very strong, nice cloth, and then after that, just pull the string. And when you pull the string, everything just unwinds. So this is the second point that's very important for us to remember. That A, Shayateen are not going to leave us alone. They're going to be working very hard on us. And B, we've been on a training camp. Alhamdulillah, we've been successful. Alhamdulillah, we are quite fit now. So let's not allow this fitness to go away from us over the next few days and weeks until next Ramadan. That is, if we live until next Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. So along the same note, if we think about our pattern of life during Ramadan a lot of us have been working. And yet, although we've been working, we have found the time to do our prayers probably on time. We found the time to do our siyam and our iftar. And we found the time to do our salah at night. And probably we found the time to read some Quran. So why is it that after Ramadan, we find that I can't find the time to pray? I can't pray on time because I'm working. But hang on, you were able to do that during Ramadan. Why can't you do it after Ramadan? It is very simple. It's a question of time management. So we've got to learn how to manage our time and prioritize. If you've got one big box, and I ask you to put a big box, smaller bricks, sand and water into the box, how can you fit it all in? If you start putting the sand and little bricks, you will not find space for the big box. But if you put your big box first, and then the sand and the bricks and the water, everything will fall into place. And that's an exercise in time management. So to manage our time, we've got to get our priorities right. What are our priorities? Why are we here? Allah tells us quite clearly, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We are here to follow Allah's orders. And we are here to pray, and we are here to achieve Allah's happiness, inshallah, and content with us. So we've got to work our lives. We've got to have a time frame. We've got to plan our days in such a way that we can do our religious obligations, inshallah. Not just the day, but the weeks and the months and the years. So I think this is one of the other things that we can learn from Ramadan. And this is one of the things that we've been training and practicing to do during Ramadan. So we must not let it go away from us from Ramadan. Now, one last thing. A lot of us will ask the question, hang on, you know, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been doing dua, I've been doing a lot of things. How do I know that all these actions have been accepted by Allah? Now, obviously, nobody can tell for sure. However, the scholars tell us that during Ramadan, because you're doing all the right things, you are free of shackles. You are free of sins. And because your sins are gradually forgiven, you find that you become somehow lighter. You're able to do things. And I'm sure each and every one has experienced this. Beginning of Ramadan, fasting was a bit hard. Towards the end of Ramadan, you don't feel hungry, you don't feel thirsty, because all ibadah becomes easy. Beginning of Ramadan, maybe if you're standing up for Taraweeh, it was tough, it was hard standing up for an hour or so. But towards the end of Ramadan, you find that you're doing it easily. Have you ever asked yourself why? It is because of this, because as Ramadan progresses and your sins are gradually eroded, you feel light, you're free of shackles, because sins shackle us, sins slow us down to the ground. So as Ramadan went on, we managed to get rid of that. Now, after Ramadan, as I said, each and every one of us, inshallah, has been forgiven and free of these shackles. So if you find that you're still able to continue to do all your ibadat quite easily, and it's not a big struggle, and you still find the time to do these things, and you're able to carry on after Ramadan what you started in Ramadan, then inshallah, that's what the scholar tells us, it is a sign of acceptance. However, if you find that Ramadan finished yesterday, today I'm back to my same old habits, I'm back to doing exactly what I used to do before Ramadan, nothing has been learned, nothing has been gained in Ramadan, then I think there's a problem there. And remember, at the end of the day, what Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ We have traded with Allah. Allah has made a trade with us. He has bought from us our lives and our money in return for al-Jannah, which is all what we're hoping for, inshaAllah. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين and happy Eid to everybody.